This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi chaired the conference yesterday. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is focusing on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments, with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and UTs, and domain experts, among others, attended the conference. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has dismissed allegations that the One Nation, One Election Bill undermines the principles of federalism. Speaking at a function organized by a TV channel in New Delhi, he said simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections is not a new thing. Mr. Shah said 3 elections in this country were conducted under the One Nation, One Election method. Mr. Shah said even after this, the 3rd election was conducted largely following the One Nation, One Election approach. Responding to the allegations that One Nation, One Election is a presidential-styled model and will benefit the BJP, Home Minister dismissed the claims and said, "This is absolutely wrong." The Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas, CAQM, has revised the Graded Response Action Plan, or GRAP, for the entire NCR. Under the revised GRAP, certain targeted actions that were earlier under Stages 3 and 4 have now been incorporated to Stages 2 and 3. Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake will arrive in New Delhi today on a 3-day official visit to India. This is his first visit to India after he assumed office of Sri Lanka's President. Mr. Dissanayake will conclude his visit on Tuesday. Hezbollah leader Naeem Qasem has confirmed that the Lebanese armed group has temporarily lost its weapons supply route through Syria following the recent fall of Bashar al-Assad's government. In his first televised address since the collapse of Assad's government, Qasem said that the supply route could be restored once a new regime is in place or Hezbollah may seek alternative pathways. Meanwhile, Israel intensified its airstrikes against Syrian military facilities yesterday. According to a war monitor, Israel conducted 24 air raids in the countryside of Damascus. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions to continue over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days. According to the IMD, cold wave to severe cold wave conditions are likely to prevail in isolated pockets of Madhya Pradesh today. In hockey, India will face China in the final of Women's Junior Asia Cup 2024 at Muscat, Oman today. Defending champions India are now on the brink of retaining the title. Earlier in the tournament, China had defeated India in a pool match narrowly by 2-1. China had grabbed the top position in Pool A with 9 points, while India were at the second place. And in men's cricket, day 2 of the 3rd test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia is currently underway at Brisbane in the Gabba. Host Australia were 205 for 3 when reports last came in. Yesterday, Rohit Sharma's India won the toss and opted to bowl first against Pat Cummins' Australia. However, the opening day was called off due to rains and Australia managed to score only 28 runs for no loss. The 5-match series currently remains tied at 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.